Let us quickly start from the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Nara shenis arso venis garsho, Rabbi Yose Glili oimer ein lo knas, Rabbi Kiva oimer yesh lo knas knoso la'atzmo. The Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yose Glili, that is no knas, amakro asher loy oiroso. By the parsha of Ma'anus, it says, Eshaloi Eiroso, Ho Eiroso. But it would seem if she was once Nisaris, Ein Lo Knas. The Rabbi Kiva, Eshaloi Eiroso, Lo Ovio. The Lo Eiroso is not a miyut in the whole parsha. The Lo Eiroso is a miyut on one of the prote halachas of the parsha. That means, Eiroso, there's also Knas. But it's not lovia. Lo yeroso, lo ovio, ho yeroso, la atzma. So the Gemara asks, elo meyato, naro veloi boigres. We have another miyut in the parsha. A naro veloi boigres. So chinami, so you'll also say that it's not a miyut in the chiyuv knas. It's only a chiyuv in the proti aloches, the la atzma. That there is a chiyuv knas by a boigres, but you give it to the boigres. Usula v'loy be'ula, ochenami de la'atzma. That no one ever said such a thing. Elo legamri. We say if there's a miyut in the parsha, it's a miyut on the complete parsha. Ochenami legamri. So why by le'eroso don't you say that it is a miyut on the complete Pleat parsha that there's no chiyuv knas by an eroso. Oma lecho Rabbi Kiva, hay lo eroso mi boile lichdesanya. We need the lo eroso for a different purpose. We need it for a gzeirah shoveh. We learned in Abaraise, asher lo eroso, Prat l'naro shenis arso v'nisgar sheshein lo knas divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva oimer yesh lo knas uknoso lovio. So in the Baraisa we see Rabbi Kiva holds that the yoiroso nitoiroso mamish the halachis are the same. There's no difference was eiroso lo eiroso. And Rabbi Kiva comes with a cheshbin, vahadin noisin, hoyel vovio zakoi bekesef kedusha. Our father has a schus to take the kesef kedusha. Vovio zakoi bekesef knoso. Is ma kesef kedusha afopishin nis arso vinis garsha lovio. There's no reason to be memayet the schus kesef kedusha after erison. She's still Bershus Aviyah. So, Af Kesef Knoso, Af Alpi, Shenis Arso, Venizgarsho Lo Aviyah. So, by Knas also, Eresen is not Mavkiya, the Schus Knas that the father has. So, the Gemara asks, Imkain, beautiful, but we have a Pasuk that doesn't say like that. Imkain, Ma Talmud Loima, Asher Lo Yeroso. So the Gemara answers, Mufne, the Le'erosa is Mufne, that means it's extra, it wasn't written to tell us halachas, no lahakish lo'y velodin emenu gzeire shove. At the whole time the Torah wrote Le'erosa, is that we should make a gzeire shove. Nema kan asher Le'erosa, V'nema loholon asher loy eiroso by mefate in Pashas Mishpotim. And we learn out ma kan nun af lahalon nun. That means in Pashas Shoftim, in Pashas Kiseitze, it says chamishim kesef. And in Parshas Mishpatim it says, Yishkel Kesef, it doesn't say amount. So Memele, so we learn out from the Gzeira Shava as follows. The Schum of Kesef by Mefate is the same like the Schum of Kesef by Ma'anis. Makan Nun af Laholon Nun. And Ma'loholon Shkolim, just like the Matbeis, which are used to pay up our Shkolim by Mefate af Kan Shkolim. So the Loi Eirosa is needed for Gzeira Shava. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Kiva, so Memele, so it's not coming to tell us new halachis. The whole purpose of the Leiros is to tell us Gzeira Shovet. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Kiva, my choses, tashel loy eiros al Gzeira Shovet. And it's not telling us that there's a difference between eiros and loy eiros. Ubesulo lemeyute bule. Eima, let us say, Besula l'gzeire shove, v'asher lo yeirosa, prat l'naro sh'nis arso v'nis garsha. So, let us say that v'akerd lo yeirosa is telling us halachis, and Besula is not telling us any halachis. So the Gemara says, mistavro asher lo yeirosa l'gzeire shove, sh'rei ani k'irei bo naro Besula. That means that the knas is by an Arab psula, so memele. So even though it was a rosa, she's still an Arab psula. So it's mistaver the tzures hachiyuv is ma'akiv, and this is not a tanai. In fact, the gemara hadarab psula legzeire shove. An isha that's loyei rosa. So the Gemara says, "Mistavra ho ishtani gufa v'ho loy ishtani gufa." Mistavra that buule is a ptur in the chiyev knas, because it's Rashi says, "Ishtani gufa upgoma in rav kolkach." So mistavra that the Torah, the Torah wrote psula, the Torah meant it leikuve, that a ba'ula there's no chiyuv knas because the pekam is not so great. Baha lo yishtani gufe, but eirosa lo yirosa does not in any way change the pekam. So memele, so their mistava is that afilu eirosa there's also a chiyuv knas. The Rabbi Yosi Haglili Hai Svore Minole. So now the Gemara asked, so it comes out, Rabbi Kiva uses the Leirosa for Gzeira Shove. And therefore, he does not darshan that the Leirosa is coming to tell us Aloha Legufe. That to tell us that Leirosa, that Eirosa, there's no chiyuv knas, or like Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, that there's a chiyuv knas la'atzma. But Rabbi Yosi Haglili uses the asher lo yeirosa legufa to tell us that eirosa is no chiyuv knas whatsoever. Hai svarim inole. So how does he know that by a mefuta there's also a din of chamishim shkolim, and by ma'anis there's a chiyuv shkolim? So the Gemara says, Nafkelei midesanya. It says, Kesef yishkoil kemoya hapsulois. That by Mefate it says he should pay Kesef shkolim kemoya hapsulois. The Gemara darshan's moya hapsulois is the minche, the matone, that one gives when he's ma'anis hapsula. Sheyeze kemoya hapsulois. So a Mefate should give the same amount of kesef like a ma'anis gives, or moyer absulis kozeh. And moyer absulis, a ma'anis should be like a mafata that you should give shkolim. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, hosvore de chamishim kesef de oines shkolim heim. The kesef yishkol the mefata yu chamishim. How do we know this? Kemoyer apsulis minyan amefurish eitzel oynes ta'ino chamishim
Umoyer Absules Yushkolim Kose Shekosu Boy Ishka. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Kashe der Rabbi Kiva, der Rabbi Kiva. We have a stir of Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva in the Baraisa. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says that if she was Nisars of Nisgarsha, Knosa La'atzma, but there is a Chiyav Knas. Rabbi Kiva in the Baraisa says that there's a Chiyav Knas, but it changed. It changes, the Prote Aloch has changed. Rabbi Kiva in the Baraisa says that it doesn't change whatsoever. Is that it goes lavir, kasha the bekiva, the rabbi kiva. So the Gemara answers, trei tanoi v'alibe the rabbi kiva. It is a machlikes tanoim v'alibe the rabbi kiva. So let us see Rashi, kasha the rabbi kiva, the beraisa, the oma knoso lavir, the rabbi kiva the masnisa. Let us see the second Taisvis. Eima psula legzeira shavet. The Gemara had asked that, according to Rabbi Kiva, why do you say that the psula is coming to tell us veloi ba'ula, nabula does not knas? Let's say psula is coming for gzeira shavet. Leiros is coming to tell us that nis arsa does not knas. Taim the tikshalei the aime tavayu ligufayu v'loy ligzeire shovet. So the Maram explains Taisvus Kasha as follows. That means lachire we are accustomed that gzeire shovet ein adam don gzeire shovet ma'atzmai elam ken kibul mirabai. So now you'll ask us a kasha, why did he darshan lo yeirosa for gzeire shavah? Why darshan? Because that's how it was niskabel, the gzeire shavah is lo yeirosa. So what is pshat? In the Gemara's kasha, let's say psula is the gzeire shavah. I mean, we have to emphasize with the whole cheshbe, nishtani gufa, lo yishtani gufa. So Taisva says, so al kochach we see from the Gemara that lo yeirosa was not niskabel. So if Leirosa wasn't niskabel for Gzeire Shavah, so I'll ask a more pertinent question. So who says Bechlal that these words, the Gemara's only having a pilpul, which one are going to use for Gzeire Shavah? If these words weren't niskabel for Gzeire Shavah, so maybe Bechlal don't make a Gzeire Shavah. So maybe we're mamayit in Nisar, so we're mamayit Abu'ula. That face was kasha. Taimed the tikshulei, taimed tavayu legufayu, v'loy legzeire shav. V'nire da'ashas kimlei, dechad minai legzeire shav. The Gemara knew clearly, dechad minai legzeire shav. Oyel v'amikrois stumim. Since the psukim are stumim, le'in yeshkolim v'chamishim, yilkach porech v'ein me'ipche, so Taisvus answers that the Gemara knew that there's zicher a gzeire shavet because learning the Chumash the way it is befoneinu, it's very unclear. Chamishim Kesef doesn't tell us too much. Shkolim Yishkol doesn't tell us too much. So Kochoch, so it's very, very interesting that Tzai the Parsha of Oynes and Tzai the Parsha of Mefate is not Mevur. It's very unclear. So Mestome, Bo Zev Elimed Azem, Mestome, there is a Gzeire Shavah. We learn out one from the other. So the whole Shaila is, from which words do I make the Gzeire Shavah? I saw in Birchas Avrom says a beautiful beer from Pshat and Taisvis with a briskerov Mesechtes Yume. The briskerov and Mesechtes Yume says Pshat and Gemara there in Yume, but on the Gay alone it was as follows. That the Gemara says that Bishas Moshe was Nifta, so there were many halachas, including Zeire Shavas, that were Nishtakach Bimei Ebloi Shal Moshe. Boas Neil Ben Knaz Behirsiron Bepilpulai. So he explains as follows. Be'emison, all gzeirah shavus, ein odom don gzeirah shavu me'atzmai. And the zicher, if there is a gzeirah shavu, zicher had to be nimsel l'moshe mi'sinai. But there are many gzeirah shavus which were nishtakech, b'mei evloi shel Yeshua. So we can figure out these days, just like Osniel ben Knas figured it out with Erzirim Bilpil Puloi. So this is a similar case. He says Rabbi Kiva realized from the Stimus Absukim that's a chelik of Pilpul, that's mevara to us. That's a chelik of the Pilpul HaTorah that is mevara to us what the Gzeirah Shavah could have been. The Zichah is a Gzeirah Shavah over here. The Shaila is from which words we darshan. So Fakir, so this is Herziran Bilpilpuloi. That's Pshat and Toysfus. V'chiyai Gavne Ike Per Kamadis Sanhedrin. So Toysfus says, I'll show you another Gemara that they were unaware the correct words of the Gzeirah Shavah. The Oma v'loy esnovi hasheker ela bebezn shel ayin ve'echad. That the din of a novi sheker needs a bezdin of ayin aleph. Minohani mili. Oma Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina osye hazode mizokin mamre. Says a loshen mazed by novi sheker. It says a loshen mazed by zokin mamre. So memele this exeire shove. Oporich v'ho hazode kiksiv b'ktolo hu dechsiv. As oktolo b'chov gimu. He says the gemara es amur de kekashe. He says the posik of mazed, which speaks about a zokin mamre, is speaking about when bezdin kills him. Now the bezdin that kills him, you don't need a bezdin of ayin aleph. A bezdin of chav gimel is sufficient. So memeles, if you're learning the hazodah of the bezdin that kills a novi sheker, from the hazodah of the bezdin that kills a zokin mamre, so you kill an ayin aleph, because the bezdin that kills a novi, a zokin mamre is chav gimel. Ela Omar Reish Lakish, Gomar Dovo Mehamro Osoi. There's a different Gzeirah Shavah. Dovo Mehamro Osoi. That means Azoke Mamre, Einach Nami, he's killed in a Bezn Shelchov Gimel, but he's Mamre, he's Moirid in a Bezn Shelayin Aleph. So it says Dovo by the Hamro of Azoke Mamre. It says, Dover by the Misa of a Novi Sheker. So we learn out that just like the Amro of a Zokin Mamre, is Ba'ayin Aleph, his Mamre can neged Bezn Shalayin Aleph, so the Misa of a Novi Sheker is also, V'hashta Eichi Aveboi L'meilef U'lemein Rabbi Yisbech Nina Dossi Azod Azod. So how did he, some say Azod Azod, I mean, where did he get this from? The Gemara shlugs them up. It can't be. Aladavi kimle dike gzeirah shavah. Also the same thing. That they knew that there was a gzeirah shavah. Become a misvor. Edos yazod azod. So that's right. Erziran bepilpula. Mistome. The gzeirah shavah is azod. So the Gemara shlugs it up. No, it can't be azod azod. Zog the Gemara weiter. The Gemara say, "Bish loyme Rabbi Kiva de Masnisen, Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah loyosig zereshove mafkele lekromi pashtei legamre." Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah holds that the posik says Hashem loyerosa. So we have a diik from the posik that al kaponim that everything that it says in this posik only applies when it's loyeros. When it's eros, al kaponim, you can't have the same parsha, because then the diik of the posik is not true. So according to Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, so it's very good. I darshan agzeire shove, but I also darshan that by nisarsa is different than loyerosa. Loyerosa is knosa lovio, nisarsa is knosa latzma. So that's good. El Rabbi Kiva de Bereise osig zeire shove mafke mi pashter legamre. Agavuche psaison de samaze bissel zu de herren Rabbi Kiva de Mishne. Rabbi Kiva de Mishne psaison de chedushim vidal karshekish. That he says, that pshat is like this. The Ika posik was written for zeire shove. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Ela dechi heichi delei nofek lei mi paste legamri darshini minei hoiroso laatzmo. That means as follows. That means, Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, it means if a posik, the sole purpose of the posik was to tell me the halachas of this parsha, so then we're medayik, that the parsha only applies if it's the way it says. If it's not the way it says, the whole parsha doesn't apply. That's if the sole purpose was that these words were written to tell us pshat in the parsha. Besula tells us abu'ula, there's no chiyuv knas. That's what Besula's telling us. Because Besula was written to tell me the halachas of the parsha of Ma'anis. The Iker purpose why the Torah wrote Lo Yerosa was for Gzeira Shavit. So Memele, if that's the Iker purpose, so Memele, we cannot derive from these words a diik to tell us a pshat in the parsha. That means that if it won't be like this, the parsha won't apply. Because the purpose of these words were not written to tell us pshat in the parsha. The purpose of these words was to make a gzeirah shoveh. But since they were stuck in the parsha, so memele a mikra yaitzim midei pshutai, so tells us also a pshat in the parsha. But this is not a ikar pshat in the parsha. So memele, so it's telling us that the one of the protim of the parsha will not apply by loy oirosa. That the leirosa, it's lavia, and leirosa will be laatzma. So that's what the Gemara says. Bishloime, Rabbi Kiva the Masnisen li osig zeire shove mafkele lekro mi pashte legamri. That means we al kaponim, the posik is telling us something binoigeye the parsha. So it's not a miyut in the whole parsha. Because that's not the Ika purpose of the posik. But Al Kaponim, since it was put in the parsha, so it's a miut in the prat of the parsha. Ela le Rabbi Kiva de Bereise. But according to Rabbi Kiva de Bereise, osig ze reshove mafke mi pashte legamri. That means the posik is telling us lo yeroso. Rabbi Kiva is telling us, who are the Neirosa? Hi, it says Leirosa. Oh, the Leirosa was written for Gzeir Shavit. But it's Zichana Mestava that the Torah wrote a condition in the Parsha and the condition is not applicable. Yo, Oirosa, Nit Oirosa, the same thing. That's Zichana Mestava. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Kribei Asheloi Arusam. No, the pasuk is telling us something. That the chiyuv knas is, if she's not an arusa. If she's an arusa, then there's no chiyuv knas. Because he's thinking, like the rabbi minay. Yisholoi arusa. Frek the gemora arusa baskilai. We'll see in Taisus exactly what Shatan discusses. Salkadai techmino hil bechidishu shechidshu teira beknas afagav de mikto mishalim. No, it's not so poshit to tell us that there's no chiyuv knas by Yerusa, because the algemeine din of kimle b'darabne was said by the mevlodes. That's moment. Knas to be a svorah to say, since it's a chidish, So even b'mokim chiyev mises bezn, you also pay knas. So the pasuk is telling us, no, shaloi arusa. But an arusa will not pay, but if a person was manas an arusa, he will not pay knas. Fakte gemore la rabbe, de oma chidishu shechitshe teure beknas, afogab de miktol mishalem. Rabbe holds, it's not like that. That by knas, there's no din of kimle b'darabim nei. Mayikala meime. So the gemore, sovelo ke rabbe kive de mas nisa. So rabbe kochoch, won't darshan arusa or darshan oirosa, ni hoza ke rabbe kive de mas nisa, that nisarsa is knosa la'atzma. Le'yosi, let us see Rashi, le'yosi gzei reshova mafke lekro mi pashte legamri? Da'ose pashte lashminon. According to Rabbi Kiva in the Mishneh, the pashte is also telling us something. Da'ose pashte lashminen ha'ruso la'atzma. That's the pashte. V'chad mi tarvayu lafnuye. Inami loy mufni leke lemifrich midi. Now it seems Rashi had a problem. He says, if the posik is telling us pashte, how does this stem with mufne? That means that l'cheire by a gzeire shovi, you need it should be mufne. Mufne l'cheire means that the sole purpose of the sole purpose of the word was written for the gzeire shovi. But now, if there is another purpose why this word was written, the word was written for tell us that the Aloye Rosa, Aloye Rosa Knosa L'Atzma. So it's not Mufne. Then it's not called Mufne. And if it's not Mufne, so there's a Klal L'Maidin and Meshivin. So let's go first to the second Loshen of Rashi. Inami Loy Mufne, Leke L'Mifrich Midi. So Rashi says, could be it's not Mufne Take, because I need it also to tell me this halacha that loy eiroso knoso la'atzmo. So it's not mufne. In Hilchis mufne, it's not considered mufne because I need it. How can I make the gzeire shove? Like la mifrech midi, but there's no pilche. I can make a gzeire shove even though it's not mufne. That's the second teretz of Rashi. Afal pikein, I think we still say the yisod from the Vidal Krashkish, that but since lemais, it's not mufne, the mile of mufne doesn't have, because I'm using it to tell me pshat in the parsha that eirosa knosa la'atzmo. So it doesn't have a mile of mufne. If there'd be a pirch, I could ask. But since the ikar purpose of these words were to teach us a gzeire shove, so lemaise, I don't say that the pashte comes to be mafkia the whole chiyuv of the parsha. I just say the pashte comes to be mafkia a prat in the parsha. That's lechire. The inami in Rashi. Now, the first lashon of Rashi, v'chad mitavayu la'afnuye. Now, the first lashon of Rashi seems to be saying that one is mufne, and one is not mufne. Now, there's a tumul in this, and what Rashi is saying here. I'll just be ma'oira de ha'oris. if one is mufne and one is not mufne, so first of all, there's a machlokes if you say lemeidin umeshivin. If only one is, if you need mufne mi beis todim or mufne mi tzadechot. So if it's only one is mufne, so, the second lashon Rashi is lekel mifrich midi. But according to the first lashon, it would seem there is a pirche. No, it's mufne. So then we have to know it's all, but it's only mufne mitzad echot. Number one. Number two, we have to know, the Shita brings down this kasha from someone. He doesn't, he says the kasha is in shver, about kaponim. I'd like to mention the kasha. So l'chayre, we have over here, it's very unclear. We have over here, it says two places, Layerosa. One place it says Layerosa when it's Mufne. So it's Mufne, so. This is coming expressly for the Gzeirah Shavah, so we don't darshan anything from this post. Fine. We have another place where it's not Mufne at all. Now, if it's not Mufne at all, so let us darshan, so Lacher in the second place, it should be, we should darshan hastis that it should be a miyat in the whole parsha, it should be miyat in knas, that there shouldn't be a chiyuv knas. So we have to know the mechanics, how the gzeirah shavah works. One is mufna legamri, and one is not mufna at all, and the psazai, afal pikein, we come to a happy medium of, we're only memayit a chelik of the protim of the parsha, not the whole parsha. Elo Rabbi Kiva de Bereise, the Gemara asks Rabbi Kiva de Bereise, that seems he holds both amufne, and we don't darshan anything from the parsha. Posik, chiyosek zereshov amavke mi pashte legamri, leidorish pashte da asher lo yeros haklau, where do we have such a thing? That means the Mashmois HaPosik seems to be saying one thing, that there's a difference between Nisarsa and Loi Nisarsa, and since it's in Gzeira Shove, we're oike the Mashmois HaParsha Legamri. So the Mosh says, no, Kribei Bepashte, no, this Asher Loi Aruso. The mutay arusa, so you have a pashtay, and the pashtay is a scouting by arusa is not knas. So the Gemara says baskilim liyosin nafke ptura mitashlumim. Let us see Tosfos. Mi osi gzeire shove umavkelei mi pashtay legamri. The diik ho arusa havi sheker. I mean that's from the Gemara's kasha. The way Rabbi Kivin the Baraisa is saying that Eirosa is also Knosa Lavia, so the Dik, what the Pasuk is telling us is not true. So how can you have such a thing? Because I need a Gzeirah Shavah, the Torah will tell us something that we could be Midayik. The words are true. Lo Eirosa is Yipei Knas. That's true. But the deek of these words are not true. Because you need a gzeirah shavah, you'll say something that I could be medayik, something that's not true. Because, so Tosfos asks, it's nishkefelech, the bereisha orol yalev, the orol also betrume migzeirah shavah, the toisha besochel mi pesach. It says, toisha besochel lo yechol kaidish, by trume. Now, Toshav Esochel Leyechol Kodesh means as follows, that an Eved Ivri that's a Nirza, an Eved Ivri that's only working for Sheishonim, and both of them are Zorim, and they belong to a Koyim, is Leyechol Kodesh. Toshav Esochel Leyechol Kodesh, that means this is not like an Eved Knani who's Gufay Koni, nor an Eved Ivri is Ein Gufay Koni, and therefore, he cannot eat Tumah. That's one posik, Toisha Vesocha Lo Yechol Kodesh. There's another posik, Toisha Vesocha Lo Yechol Boy, which is speaking about Korban Pesach. So the Gemara darshins, just like by Toisha Vesocha, by Korban Pesach, the din is an oral is not permitted to eat a Korban Pesach. So it's not from the pasuk, a loro yechel boy. So Taisha Besach, a lo yechel kodesh, also an oral is dumya the Taisha Besach. The kosher, the bereisha oral yalif, the oral also betrume, bigzeire shove, the Taisha Besach mi Pesach. Ochsiv Taisha Besach, a lo yechel boy. Kabi Pesach Mishum Zeire Shop. That was just like a Toshe Besocher is Oral Kemoisoi. By Pesach, Huadin by Trume. Now, Afal Pisha Eine Emes. Now, this is not, the whole Posek is not true. And Eved Ivri eats a Korban Pesach. The Toshe Besocher Eichlem Be Pesach is Rina Nosem, the Leikoni Le Rabbe. So that's not a dig from the posik. The whole posik is telling me a falsehood. In other words, an Eved Ivri does not eat a Korban Pesach is not true. No, it was written to tell me that an oral by doesn't eat Trumim. But the posik is mamish mavki mi pashtei tvei mioche. Here the kapon leirosa is true. Now the diik is not true. It's speaking about an Eved Ivri who's a novel. Ulahochi lo yoichel. Umuchach, the lav toishev Yisrael koma. And it's muchach, the lav toishev Yisrael koma, the lekoni le rabbe, alavadi ba'ovel mishum afno kospe. So the Emerson says there, speaking about a toishev that's an oral. Now, this toishev that is an oral, he's not like to eat a Korban Pesach. That's 100% true. And the pasuk says, kol oral lo yechel boy. So this pasuk that's telling us an Eved Ivri that's an oral is not permitted to eat a Korban Pesach is miyuta. No, that's 100% true. It's miyuta take. And it was written, the purpose of writing was to make a gzeira shavet. That's why the Torah wrote this pasuk. It's miyuter, it's mufne, in order to be able to make the gzeira shavet trume from Pesach. But it's not telling me a falsehood. It's telling me something true, that a Eved Ivri oral is not permitted to eat a Korban Pesach, but it's mufne. And it was written, it's the purpose of dafno is to dash the gzeira shavet. Frag the Gemara, so the Gemara asks, but according to Rabbi Kiva the Bereise, so it comes out the Gzeire Shove is telling us that the Pashte de Kro is Eichen Gansam Pashte de Kro. So the Gemara says, no, that we darshan Aruso, Shaloi Aruso, that when is there a Chi of Knas? If she's not an Arusa. If she is an Arusa, then there's no Chiyiv Knas. Frag the Gemore Arusa Baskilahi. I don't need a posik for this. So Taisa says, Amboyer de Kekashe. That's it. That's called Afnuye. Adarabe. That's the whole Teretz. The Teretz is that we're not saying something fakert on the posik. The Pasuk tells us, Anarusa, by Anarusa there's no Chiyiv Knas. And really this is Poshit, it's the Chayiv Skila. So why did the Torah write it? So they write it for the Gzeira Shavuot. So it's beautiful. What's the Kasha? Vimtaima my Kasha lay. Hashta lay nafik romi mashmusa. I accomplished something. You told me like this. Because of the Gzeira Shove, the Pasuk is not telling us anything. It's telling us a falshazach. So I'm telling you, no, the Pasuk is telling us an emesazach. The layitz derech legufe kolshkei denichet vei, the Gzeira Shove muflus. It's very good. Fakat, I don't need it. Just like you heard before, and the Rabbein Tam, the Teish Vesachalir, was talking about an oral. So, what is it telling us? I know this already, 100%. It's telling me something I know. The purpose it was written is to make it fluid in order to make the Gzeira Shove. Va'aymeri, dohochi pirushe. Aruse, baskilei. So what's the kasha? וכיוון דלי יצטרך למידי, אלא לגזירה שווה, אבל אלה מכתב אשר לא ירוסה בהדיה. איסס פקרת, איסס If the whole purpose was lafnuye, to tell me something that I know already, so faket, let it say, shalo yarusa behedye. V'may shoni lemichtav asher lo yarusa. So why did the Torah write asher lo yarusa? Tike lemiti b'lemeima ho yarusa la'atzmo. So why didn't the Torah write Asher lo yarusa? The Asher lo yarusa you're telling me is tamazoi, meaningless. Yarusa also there's a chiyuv knas, a knas alavi. So the lo yarusa is meaningless. So so let it say Asher lo yarusa. The bishloi may have a ba'arusa shum chiddish. If there would be some sort of chiddish ba'arusa, have you also shapir ba'mesh shina haloshen? Tamrinin, hai de shina, because of oirosa, lemedrish, legzerishove, ba'ose pashte lechidushe.
So Tosfos is saying like this, that the problem is, why did the Torah write Eirosa?
Why did the Torah write Eirosa? Why didn't the Torah write Arusa? So if Arusa wants to tell us a Chiddush, so Arusa is not Mufne, telling us a Chiddush. And you don't say Kimle b'darabnei. So Arusa is telling us a chiddush. So therefore, the Torah had a right, Eirosa, which is not telling us anything, to make a gzeirah shove mufne. So memele, so then this is a good combination. That means the gzeirah shove is not mafkiyah mashmuse legamre, because the posik was written to tell us the din of Arusa. And the Eirosa, which is not telling us anything, that was written for the Gzeirah Shove. Then it's good. But that is if Arusa is telling us something, that you don't say Kimle d'Rabnei by Knas, like the Gemara answers. That you do say Kimle d'Rabnei filo by Knas, yeah. But if you'll say that you won't differentiate between Knas and Momin, so Arusa is not telling us anything, so then the kash is, so why did the Torah write Eirosa, not to tell me anything? Could have written Arusa. Sok the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono. Knosa lemi, lovio. So the Gemara Deval understood, the Shaila is by a poshete anusa. Knosa lemi lavi, v'yesh aimrim la'atzma, that the knas is to the nara, in fact, the gemara la'atzma, mai, amrav chizde, hocha, b'nara, sh'nis'ar sav'nis'gar, sh'askinin, v'kam iflugi b'plukta d'rabekibet, d'masnitzim rabekibet d'baraisa. So knosa lemi, so according to rabekibet d'baraisa, it's lavi, rabekibet d'masnitzim, it's la'atzma. Let us see Rashi, Knosa Lami, Kosalket Baitoch, Bistam Anusakoi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye, Bo Oleho Umeiso. A person was Ma'anus Anayro, and then she died. And Bishas Amode Bedin, and there wasn't as yet Amode Bedin. So the father, the knas goes to the father. So the father has to be mamed the ma'anis ledin. So Bezen will not paskin that is mechuyev to pay the father. Shenema v'nosan lavi hanayro v'loy lavi meso. That hanayro is a miut. That if bishas nesine is avi hanayro, we'll see in Tosfos why we assume hanayro means that she's still alive. So then there's Venosan. He says, the din nesin is only if b'shas nesin is avi hanayra. V'loi l'avi mesa. But if he is an avi mesa, there's no din v'nosin, so he can't be mamad l'din d'manis. So the Gemara says, milse de pshita leila baye mi boy leila rove. The boy rove. Now, we're going to have a whole sugya in rove, and that is not no shaykhis with a baye. Later we have another akimta in rove, another akimta what rove cleared, and in the second akimta we'll see that what a baye held for dava poshit, rove was mesupik. Now, let us see like this. The boy rove. Yesh bogor bekever, oy ein bogor bekever. Now, the halacha is that, what is the din, if the father was not mamid the ma'anis ledin? Un benkach u benkach, she became a bogris. So the halacha is that you pay to the bogris, you don't pay to the father. Now, rove klada shayla, what happens if she died? But 6 months pass from the Yemei HaNaris. So do I assume that now that Lamaisa, the Nashi is the din of a bogres? So automatically the Chiyuv Tashlumei Knas will go for not to the father, nor to the Yershei Abbas. The boy Rova Yesh Bogor Bekever, I ain't Bogor Bekever. Is there a din bogor bekever? So the vial we see according to this lashon of Rove is zicha chaylik vehemently an abaye. That means kozman, she's not a boigris. Let's say she died right away, and 3 months later the father was mamed ledin. She zicha give the father the knas. Aye, she's avi ameisa. There's no such chesaron of avi meisa. Abaye's chesaron he bechlal didn't clear about whatsoever. No. Rove klaled a different shaila. What will be if a 6 month period passed from when she became a nara, now she's a bogres? So klaled a shaila, but al kaponim, does she get a din bogres bekever? Even though physically there was no shinui because she's a mesa, but could be she gets a din bogres bekever. Yesh bogres bekever, ayin bogres bekever. What is the shaila? Yesh bogor bekever u'debeno have. Do I say that she gets a din bogres bekever? So memele, so now really the knas goes to her, flatzmo, and if she has a son, so the son will yashin the knas. Idul me ein bogor bekever, she doesn't get a din bogres bekever. Is memelo the via have so memelo so then the so it's benosan la via nairo so she still has a din nairo. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. Bole o meisa le ispik of la midi bedin at she meisa yesh boga bekeva he meisa benarusa at she loy om de bedin. Vigi is man bagrusa bekever. Mi choshev bogo. Does she have a din bogo? Oiloi. Lekame beforish vozo lemai hilchese. What's the nafke mine? Yesh bogo bekever. Vichi heiche. Dim loi hispike lamid bedin atche bogo. Just like the aloche is. If the amode bedin first was neskaim after she became a bogrus. Now the kama beperik narish and ispatsa, there ain't laatsmo. Vulela via vashtanami bogor bekever, mafkia koyechaov, she's a bogress, now it's laatsmo. Ubeno yorislom yeshlo ben. And the ben will yarshin im yeshlo ben. Yeah. And do my bogi bekever de viyabe. Frag the Gemara. So the shaila is, will her son yashin the knas? Or will the knas, that's if she gets a dimbogra, so then the son yashes the knas. Or maybe, she doesn't have a dimbogra, and the knas still belongs to the father. Frag de gemore, but the whole shaila is not shaykh, umi ma'abre, as she says, bekatnes. Oy benares, she bas knas, she tailed benares. He says, you're speaking about a nare who has a son. Is it shaykh that a nare should have a son? Batoni Rabbi Kameda Rab Nachman Sholish Noshim Mishamshis Bemaich Elohein Ktano Umuberes Uminike. There are three Noshim which are Mishamish Bemaich because there's a Chash Sakone Ktane Umuberes Uminike Ktano Shemotis Abel Betomus. That means Ibur is a Sakone for a Ktana. So she might become the Saber and she might die. Muberes, Shematasa Ubro Sandal. She might become the Saber again. And the first Uber will become a Sandal. That means the second Uber will be Poiches, the Tzur of the first Uber. Meiniko, Shematigmel as Beno. That she might become unable to be meinik the ben. It's also a sakone. So the ben will not have his source of yenike from the mother. Veizel ktano. Now, a ktano that we said is mishameshes b'moich. It's mibas achas esrei shona v'yayim echot at shteim esrei shona v'yayim echot. Pochais Mikan, less than 11 years old, V'yesar Alkein, or more than 12 years old, Mishameshes Kedarka Ba'ileches Divrei Rameir. So Rameir holds, less than 11, she'll never become the Saber. And more than 12, there's no Chash Mise, so then it's Mishameshes Kedarka. But in this period, from 11 to 12, there's a possibility that she might become Muberes, but this Ibur is dangerous. So Mimele, so therefore is Mishamesh is Bemoich to ensure she won't become Muberes. V'chachomim oimrim, achazu, v'achazu Mishamesh is Kedarka v'ayleches. No, not only the way you said before 11, from 11 to 12, also, achazu, v'achazu, meshameshes kedarka v'hileches, v'neshamayim yirachmu, mishum shenemar, shemar psoyim Hashem. V'chachomim hold, I don't have to be chayish as to become the Saber. That's what v'chachomim hold. That's sicher. That shemet is Abba v'tomos, that's for sure. That Ibur is a sakona for a ktana. No, Rameya said, but there's a chash sakone, so Shemot is Abel v'tomus. And the Chachamim said, we don't have to be afraid she'll become Tisabel. Why? Because Shemot psoyim Hashem. Abchaim Oizer, Chelek Aleph, Simenchov, Gimel Eben, and Chelek Ebenezer says, also where do we find such an anhoge shayme psoim Hashem? We're speaking about a suffix sakone. We say shayme psoim Hashem. So Reb Chaim Moses says that this chshash shemot isaber is a chshash rochik umiyute de miyute. That means it's the one in the chvesin and a million could become the Saba. But, so Memele, so Rameya was chayish lemiyute, so Rameya said that, no, we have to take precaution, but what if she'll be the one in a million? So Memele, Mishamesh is b'moich, and the Chachomim say, no, you don't have to be chayish, and that, avazoi vai, tishayme psoyim Hashem, that, if one does not have to be chayish mikeradin, so there's a besunder anhoge that shem epsoyim Hashem. Al koponim. So we have over here that al koponim from 11 to 12, they can become muberes. V'chiteima di abrok shi naro. So we'll say that what? That she became muberes when she was a naro. V'oilidok shehi nairo. And she gave birth when she was a naira, and then she died. And now we have a shayla yesh boga bekeva. Ubishita yarchi mikoyoda. Could she have a child in 6 months? The whole zman beinaris labogris is 6 months. Va'omar Shmuel, ein beinaris labogris elo shisha chadoshim. V'chiteima botzeru deleke hotveike. Maybe you'll tell me no. Shmuel says the minimum amount is 6 months. But it could be by other people that it takes more than 6 months to become a boigris. Elokoma. No, you can't say that. Shmuel says that's it. This man between bagris and naris is 6 months. Elohochi kami boile. So, we're stuck. So what's we're stuck? So what's the shayla of Rove? Rove clears a shayla. Yesh boga bekeves. Like this, we had a beautiful nafkamina. The shayla is, maybe it goes to her. And the son will yarshin it. But now it's not shaykh for to have a son. So what's the shayla? Alochika me boila. Yesh boga bekeva upoka of. Does she become a bogus bekever? The father will lose his schus tviyim, because she's a bogus. I do mean boga bekever, will I poke off? Mar baravashi boi lo hochi. Misa oise bagres, veyen oise bagres, teko. Now let us see Rashi. Trashi mi ma abre bekatnos oi benaris shibasna shetel benaris visham sheis bemoich. So Rashi learns muta lehen leshamish bemoich. They're permitted to be meshamish bemoich. Ve'einon kimashchisois zera. And this is not considered kimashchisois zera, that they're mashchis de zera. It's not considered that they're mashchis de zera. So according to Rashi, so comes the Chachamim hold. Also l'shamish. If Rameya says muta l'shamish, so Rameya said that Rameya was matir because there's a chashash sakone in the Chachamim hold l'chayra also l'shamish. Shema yase ubro sandu. Shimtis abe uber sheini, poiches a sheini es tsura sorishe, vedeimele sandal shodag shabiyo. Shemotig meles beno, aminekes also shabi mishamis. Mimnei shachol of neker ke kshemis aberes. Veinei toiv liyoinik, and then it's not good anymore for the child of yoinik. Vetitztach latikai mishadayim, and this will be a, this will be a drastic change for the tinnik, v'yomus. Toches mikan, mibas achas es rishon, mishemesh es gedalka, lefi shaloi tisaba. V'yeser alkein, albas, yeser alkein, albas shtem es rishon, mishemesh es gedalka. Shim tisaba loi tomas. Alme bekatnus, loi ma'abre, sheyovei lichla leido. There's no evil that can bring to later, though the Thomas Tony. V'chitayim emibashtay meshe v'yoyim echot. Shigiyi yimei hanourim nisabro. Maybe you'll tell me that she can become nisabro when she's 12 years old. V'yoldo benaros. And she gave birth benaros. Umeisa benaros. And she died benares, so now me less. Tomas Shmuel ain benares lebogres aloshisha chadosh. Mishetovi shtei sairis havi naira. Boys and shetovi mishteim esre shona boholo. Umishehi mishetoviem ad shetivgerm shisha chadoshim vesuloim. Now, it would seem from Rashi that the havmin of the Gemara was, since the Gemara always knew that from Godless to Bagris is 6 months, but the Gemara, it seems, held that Banaris will start from when she's 12, and then later she can bring 4 months later Saris, and then we start counting 6 months from those 4 months. Abba Benkach, she could have a child. So the Gemara said, no, there's only 6 months because she doesn't become a Naira till she brings Saris. Umas nisa diktoni mi bash teim esre ve'ilech imi abra loy meisa b'mevi eshtei Saris koidem shetisar bekoma. It means that she bought shtei Saris. Aber kozman shlevi ektani v'hai desa memele. So that what the Baraisa said, it's not telling us so the criteria is Saris. Why does it say Mibash Teim Esri Shon? So the Baidu not get Minyan Shon, Mishim the Bossim Mishteim Esri Viemechad of Levi Saris, Hein El Shumak, the Minim Mesechas need. So Lamais, you need Shonim also, but you need Shonim Visaris. And from the Shonim Visaris till Bogris is only 6 months. So the Gemara says, "Upoka av, poka tfiyis av, b'zocha lo b'meh shebiyodi." That's the shaila. Not the shaila is if her son will yarshana, because she can't have a son. But the shaila is if the avschus will become nifka because she becomes a boigris. Poka tfiyis av, b'zocha lo b'meh shebiyodi. So the mi'anis won't have to pay. She'ein baldinoi kayim. Uknas lav momen hu lahirishe lovio beteres yerushe kolkama de loigovse. So, Rashi had a kasha. Rashi had a kasha lachirem Why do you say that the ma'anis will not have to pay? Because we don't have someone to be teveya. L'chayre, her yershin will yarshin. She has a father, so let a father yarshin. Her father will yarshin her. So what's the shayla? So Rashi says that Knas lav momen hu lo yirisha lo avio beteres yirusha kol kamad lo yigovse. Aces yirusha is only by a schus momen. Kozman, there was no hamad bedim by knas, there's no schus momen whatsoever. So she cannot in any way be moirish this to avia. The hirosha is only in dine momenis. In dine momenis, she could be moirish what I possess to my Yershim. But here, she doesn't have any imamanis, because it's a knas. We'll come back to this Rashi. She doesn't become a boigris. Doesn't become a boigris, so he has his old schus. Mar baravashi loy boi lo boi derove. Mishum boge bekeva. Mar baravashi did not learn that Rav Shaila was Mishamboge Bekebe. Yeah. Ella imeso benaruso, the Shaila was Mipoko ki bagres the Mechayim Eila. He wanted to know if Misa is a havko of this chusa of, like bagres is a havko. Lahai lishne de marba ravashi. So what's the shaila? What do you mean Misa is havko? Because it says lavi naira v'loi lavi meso. That was the shaila. Is Misa Avko? The father only has a schus to be Teveya the Knas if he's Avi Naira. Here's an Avi Mesa. Olai Lishne, the Marba Ravashi, Libe de Rove, Omre Lael, Milf, the Pshita, Leila Abaye, Mi Boy Leila Rove. He's Abaye, El Tvodova Posht, Avi Naira, Vle Avi Mesa. Dilo Lishne, Kama, Mifshe Pshita, Leila Rove, the Misa, Loi Mavko. Misa zichana mavkiya. Udoloika abaye, kozman shaloi bogra. V'chi kami boilei b'bogal b'keve kami boilei. According to the first Loshen Fakeld, Misa zichen haravko. The shayla was, is there bogres b'keve to be mavkiyem? Avo v'misa kozman shalei bogra poligad abayim. V'oma loy mavko v'chayev. And but according to the second Loshen, Abba Ravashi's Loshen, that was the shayla. Misa oisa bagres oisa din bagres. That's the shaila. The mafka koyech of ki bagres is mafkir koyech of, just like bagres is mafkir the koyech of. Now, we'll not learn Tosfos tonight, but I just like to mention ha'ore, which Bemis and Tosfos asks, and Tosfos has a big problem with this ha'ore. But it seems Rashi, the same Ha'orah we have on Rashi, and it seems Rashi does not say like Tosfos. At the end of the sugya, according to the first Mahalach in Rava's boy, the Shaila was, if Yesh Boge Bekever, so Mafkia Chusa Av, if Ein Boge Bekever, so some of Kiddus Chusav. So Rashi yes Akasha Afilu Yesh Boge Bekeva. So let the father Yarshana. So Rashi says, no, if she's a bogress and the money goes to her, Knas La Momon Hu Le Risha La Via Beteres Yerusha Kol Kama De Legov. So you can't be Meirish Knas. So Memele. So if there's a dim bogger, so Koch, the father's out of the picture. And there's no one in the picture. So Memele, so according to that tzad, the manus will be put to pay. Now, the Gemara started off by saying that Afkamina will be if the Ben will Yarshin. That was the Shaila. And then the Gemara slugs it up, she can't have a Ben. But can't Shaila Ben, and if she could have a ben, so the ben also can yashin, because ain't other meirish knas labonov. So what was the whole first mahalach to explain the boy of Rove is very schwer. So Rabbi Chonon and Kovitz Shiurim Chelik Bey Simin Yud Beis wants to say as follows: Rabbi Emerson, there is a difference between a ben and all other yorshim. There's a din yerusha that pshat is that the yorish takes over the monetary schusim that the moirish had, and now we have a klal in other moirish knas labonav. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have a momonistic schus. Knas, the mominess of Knas does not go over Beyerusha. In Imishum Ho, so just like a father can yashin a bogris, a son also can yashin a bogris, 100%. In Odom, Moirish Knas, Leyershav. But there's another haloche, he brings a raya from a Gemara in Baba Basra, there's another haloche that a ben has, ano b'mokaim Ovi koimno. That means, as abchine bro kare davue. So pshat is that he's taking over the schusay moment that the father has. No, pshat is that he is bemokim oviv. He's in place of the oviv. He's in place of the imoy. And memele. So just like the mother also doesn't have mominess, but the mother, when she becomes a boigris, she can be toiveya the ma'anis ledin. So if he's bimokim imoy, and no bimokim abuakim, no bro kare davu, he's not taking over what she possessed, because she didn't possess anything. But al koponim, she had a schus litvoya min ha-ma'anis, that's who she is. The father of the schus calls man, the father of the schus lahamed bedin calls man, she wasn't a boigeres. When she becomes a boigeres, she is a schus lahamed bedin. So there's a din ben b'mokimimaykoi. He's in place of the mother. So the mother is still around. Kozman, there's a ben, so we consider that he is b'mokimimay. So in the melee, so if she could have a ben, so and now she's a bogres, and yesh bogel bekever, so the ben could be teveya the knas from the ma'anis. So that the Gemara says, that would be beautiful, but I have news for you, she can't have a ben. So Memela, so if she can't have a ben, so Memela, so the only way someone could take over her schus is through Yerusha. And now we have a klal, another Moirish Knas Liyoshov. So Memela, so the whole Nafkemin will be, if the Ma'anis will be Nivka Schus Ha'ov, because she became a Boigres, and the Ma'anis won't have to pay, or Ein Boger Bekever, so Memela, so the father still remains with his old Schus, so the Ma'anis will have to pay the father.